in the limelight.
Reacting to recent threats by U.S. officials such as President Donald Trump, who ordered U.S. terrorist troops to attack Iranian forces if they harass U.S. ships in the Persian Gulf, Commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, Major General Hossein Salami noted, "We will target any U.S. combat unit which jeopardizes our security in the Persian Gulf." He further referred to the recent remarks by U.S. officials and emphasized, "We announced to Americans that we are fully committed to defending our national security, maritime borders, maritime interests, and the safety of shipping and our forces at sea. Any action will be met with our decisive, effective, and swift response." We have prepared for you an article written by Peyman Yazdani under the heading "Significance of IRGC Commander Remarks, Review of Trump's Bluffs and Setbacks." The article has appeared at the website of Iran's English-language newspaper, Tehran Times. Stay with us for more of Peyman Yazdani's article. Recently, Commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, IRGC, Major General Hossein Salami, along with IRGC Naval Commander Admiral Ayreza Tangsiri, and a group of deputies from the IRGC headquarters visited the Nazaat region, as well as Bu Musa and the Greater and Lesser Tombs. Referring to Iran's strategic move of launching a military satellite into space on Wednesday, 22nd of April, IRGC top commander Major General Salami said, "The significant message regarding the successful satellite launch is that we are determined to develop our territorial defensive power on land, sea, and in space. We will never stop." Reacting to threats by U.S. officials such as President Donald Trump, who ordered U.S. troops to attack Iranian forces if they harass U.S. ships in the Persian Gulf, Major General Salami noted by saying, "We will target any U.S. combat units which jeopardize our security in the Persian Gulf." He further referred to the recent remarks by U.S. officials and emphasized, "We announced to the Americans that we are fully committed to defending our national security, our maritime borders, our maritime interests, and the safety of shipping and our forces at sea. Any action will be met with our decisive, effective, and swift response." Examining the history of U.S. behavior in the region towards Iran and the resistance axis suggests that their threats are nothing but a bluff and a psychological warfare. And whenever Americans are convinced that their ill-considered actions will be responded to strongly, they have tried to withdraw from their previous threats and statements. Here are just a few of their retreats over the past year. On 20th of June 2019, the IRGC Aerospace Force identified and destroyed a U.S. IQ-4 Global Hawk unmanned aerial vehicle, which had entered Iranian airspace. Following this move, the U.S. threatened to target several Iranian centers, but after the White House made sure that any ill-considered action would provoke a strong reaction from Iran, U.S. President took a purported humanitarian stance and claimed that no one had been killed in the Iranian attack, and he did not want anyone to be killed in the U.S. attack, therefore he refused to respond. After the martyrdom of Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, the late commander of the Quds Force of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, IRGC, Iran vowed to take strong revenge against U.S. terrorist forces. As usual, after the Iranian threat, U.S. officials, including the president himself, began to threaten Iran, saying that if Iran took any action against U.S. military forces, the White House would give Iran a painful and extensive military response. However, we witnessed that the Revolutionary Guards, the IRGC, retaliated strongly against the US terrorist forces by launching a massive missile strike on the Ain al-Assad airbase in Iraq. And the US President Donald Trump, who knew that any action against Iran's retaliatory attack would have an extensive and painful response, claimed that the damage was insignificant and tried to find an excuse for not responding to Iran. The IRGC's missile strike was unprecedented since the end of the Second World War. Moreover, at the end of the last Iranian year, we witnessed extensive US military moves in Iraq, and at the same time, the US media initiated large-scale psychological warfare, claiming that the US is preparing to attack Iraqi resistance and the forces close to Iran. Following the Iraqi group's decisive stance to any possible US move and the visit by the new commander of the Quds Force of Iran, the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, IRGC, General Ghani, to Iraq, which indicate the resistance's strong determination to respond to any hostility, we finally saw that the United States withdrew from its previous threats. We have recently seen that US President Donald Trump and a number of US officials have threatened Iran again. Donald Trump has ordered US terrorist forces to shoot at Iranian boats if they harass US ships in the Persian Gulf. The visit of the commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, IRGC, to the trio of islands and his warning to US officials that Iran will not hesitate to defend its interests and territorial integrity can be assessed in this regard. He is trying to show US empty threats and their inability in the region by visiting these islands. And as usual again, a day after US President's threat, Pentagon officials tried to water down his remarks. A day after Donald Trump's threat, the Foreign Policy wrote, following Trump's Twitter message, Pentagon officials were surprised and sought to limit the damage, playing down Donald Trump's remarks to a warning. David Norquist, US Deputy Secretary of Defense, said, what Donald Trump was emphasizing is all of our ships retain the right of self-defense, and people need to be very careful.